Marisha Torah Perek Vav, Siv Ches. So last day of Shabbos, Rav Kook took us up in a rocket. And the Migdal HaPerech Ba'avir went for a trip. And the Yakras, the value and the significance of taking that journey into the world of what Rav Kook called earlier Iyunim HaElyonim. Even if it doesn't answer all the questions, but the journey itself is so important. We spoke about that. Barichas last Erev Shabbos. We should be zeicher for these things. Try to understand what Rav Kook is saying. Lefalmim ein adam yochel umay b'meishu mishtoike karbe l'tfila. This should be a problem that we have. Sometimes a person can't settle down into learning. I mean, it is a problem, that we just don't know that that's the problem. Sometimes a person can't settle down in his learning. He can't sit down that day or that time. He can't sit down to learn, to concentrate on learning. Because inside of him there's a very deep longing to daven more, to continue davening. Of course, that doesn't have to be mislabish in our way of thinking that he wants to go on after Aleinu L'Shabbeach with something else. But there is an ongoing need for the person to have a certain kind of direct contact with the Borei Olam. And because of this restlessness, he's unsettled in his learning. There are a lot of guys like that in yeshiva. Not that they know that that's what it is. And if they talk to somebody about it, it wouldn't sound like that's what it is. But there is a need to have the tefillah continue. Or to chalal to daven is the stoikus for tefila. The chol zman shlo yispal odayin karoi. The chol zman, as long as the person hasn't davened karoi, he hasn't davened karoi in the right way. He hasn't davened in the way that his deepest self wants to daven. I think we could all fit into that category. So kol zman shlo yispal odayin karoi haneshama tzmeya. The soul is thirsty. V'dayim hadavar k'misha tzomei harbe sheni yochel lechol ada sheyishtet chila lishbar tzmo'o. This is like a person who's very, very thirsty. And he can't sit down to eat. Eating is learning Torah. We learned that back in Sif Vav, that halimudim hamayisim heim mizayna shel haneshama. We learned in Sif Vav that learning shas and poskim nigla, that learning Torah is food. That's our sustenance. So here Rav Kook says that kol zman, the person hasn't davened the way that his heart wants to daven, the way that be'emes he wants to daven, and that he should be davening. There's such a thirst that he can't really sit down to eat. He can't begin to eat because he's so thirsty. Meaning, he can't concentrate on that part of Yiddishkeit, which is the mezayna shel hanesham, which is the food, which is his regular learning. Ad asher yishtet tchila lishbor tzmo, until he has something to drink to quench this unbearable thirst that he has. He can't eat. He has to have something to drink. And afterwards, he'll be able to have the regular food. meaning he'll be able to learn. We don't have to understand this. I don't think we have to understand this for Davka for a particular day. The people of Bechlal are not settling down to learn. They just are not able to. They're not able to enjoy learning. They're not able to fill themselves with learning. They don't understand why they don't feel a great hunger for Torah. So there are many, many explanations you could find on a person's life. The easiest explanation, which we used to hear when we were growing up, is that you're such an oisvar for the mushkas, and you did so many averas, so what shaykhis do you have to tell you? Right, that was the message that we got the guys. That's what we got. What shaykhis do you have to tell you? That's what. But there's another explanation that's much deeper than that. But sometimes there's such an unquenchable thirst for the Bari Olam, for Tefillah, that he simply can't settle down to eat. Gemara Rashi Taisus, or whatever other limud. He can't sit down to eat. Ada sheyishta tchila lishbor tzmo, until he has something to drink, to break this terrible thirst that he has. V'charkach yuchalech. Then I'll be able to eat. This is by all different madrigas, but Rav Kook says, a hargosha hazois, this feeling, mufutach hasi etzal misha nishmosa gedoyla. This feeling is more prevalent, more common among those Jews who have very high neshamas. Are very high in the shamans. A lot of the chavra that are dragging around the streets with the, you know, without Torah mitzvahs, dragging around chavra from yeshivas, from schools, boys and girls, and children of all ages that on the outside look like that they have a shaychus to Torah, and everybody's upset with them. They don't want to learn. They don't like to learn. What's the matter? How come they're not learning? Everybody else in yeshiva is learning, and these kids are not learning. Or the ones that either haven't left yeshiva yet, they haven't gotten thrown out yet, and they don't feel comfortable being there. They're not getting it. Why aren't they getting it? The Torah is so beautiful. So again, the easiest explanation to say, you're not getting it because you're closed and you're this and you're this and you're that and you did this bad thing and you looked at these bad things. And not that there's no hashpah from all of this. But the pnimiyah shiva pnimiyah is that there are certain haicha neshamas, there are certain dahaibana, very exalted souls, that there is such a thing that they really can't settle down to have a meal until they have more to drink, until they have something to drink. They're dying of thirst. And the parent or the teacher, the Rebbe, just doesn't get it. Doesn't get it. It's very hard to get that. No, I'm blaming, they don't get it. So this feeling, again, not that the person can identify it or explain it. He just doesn't feel like learning. He can't settle down to learn. With bigger tzaddikim, with tzaddikim mizgalya, with tzaddikim who are living as tzaddikim, there's also sometimes, Rav Kook is talking about a restlessness, where the davening hasn't been lefi their madrega. They're not able to concentrate on their madrega, on their learning. I mean, it's on all different levels. This could happen. This is more something that's felt by those people who have neshamas, big neshamas, where the Ur Tzadikim, Shorish Ur Tzadikim, Shorish B'Soicha, where is the root of the light of Tzadikim, is sitting inside that person. is sitting inside that person. Remember when I was in yeshiva and I just saw there was this guy that he was a benach haben. That's what he said, he was a benach haben. I mean, the name works out that who he was. Maybe there wasn't benach, there was something, maybe one that wasn't benach haben, but that's what he said, that he was from the Baditshiva. He was an einikel from the Baditshiva. He used to go around telling stories of Baditshiva, talking about Baditshiva. But then we say, so, you know, you're a Baditshiva einikel, why don't you open up the Gemara once in a while, you know? Couldn't open up the Gemara, this guy. I mean, he opened it up, but, you know, I can tell you, 5 trips to the bathroom, you know what I'm talking about, coffee, tea, and I just saw crackers, every now and then to go to a tzaddik, or to go to a mikveh, you know, but it just wasn't like happening with the learning. Very sweet guy, and he used to love to talk about the Baditshiva, the Zayde, the Baditshiva, but, so sometimes, you know, Taka has Sherish or Tzaddik and Shar B'Saycha. It's not such an easy thing to settle down when you have the life of the Baditshiva cooking inside of you. It's not such a simple thing. So maybe that's part of it. Who knows? That he needed that the tefillah has to be the tzimon. There's something there. There's a thirst. A person doesn't know that that's what he's thirsty for. Lo yirav lechem lo tzom lamayim. Bechlolus, you know, as Rav Kook says, Bechlolus means in general, for regular people. Bechlolus, for Amcha Beis Yisrael, for regular Yidden. Bechlolus, Yir B'zeh Yisrael HaTfila, Kama Achshara, L'Tayra. Bechlolus, for every regular Jew, Tfila is a very big way to get ready for learning. Tfila kamach shara latayr. It's a hachshara. It prepares a person. In other words, it connects the person again to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It makes that attachment to HaKadosh Baruch Hu for tefillah. Tefillah means, tefel is a lashon of connection, of attachment, tof pei lamed. It connects, naftuli l'kim neftalti, entanglement and connection. This is the person through tefillah makes that connection, and then he's able to learn. So, Rav Kook is saying that in general, davening before learning is gemach shor l'tayr. It prepares the person. That's one of the things that davening accomplishes. That's one of the things that davening does for us. It gives us the ability to learn, not just because we're davening that we should be able to learn v'harei in the sarasecha, not just to daven to learn, which is of course hashivayi in the sarasecha, but davening itself. Feel itself, because it's Taras Hashem. The person is far from Kadosh Baruch Hu, so the Torah is far from him. The tefillah is a hachshara for Torah. Kishasiyas hamayim hamezina mederech eze. The next page, lahaver is chelke hamezonis b'chol chelke haguf. The same way that water helps in this way, that water will take the food. The person eats, it takes the food and it transports it throughout the body. So when a person davens, when there's strong davening, good davening, it means that he has a good drink. He has a lot to, a good drink doesn't mean the way they say stop drinking. It means he has drink of water. A nice davening is a nice gallon of water, and then followed by a healthy breakfast of Gemara Rashi Taisus, or whatever that person is learning, whatever the Asik is in learning, And then, when there's that, when the person has been properly prepared with the water of tefillah, so then, when he has the mezainis, when he has the mezainis of Torah, so then, the water, the body has been properly like lubricated, and it's able to then take the mezainis of Torah all over. To kol b'chol chalkei haguf, it's able then to affect every single part of the person. But the end of the of this Torah, Rav Kook says, v'imloi yu mezanaisav nesunim. Now, what happens if a person is just a good davener, fills up? Like people nowadays, they walk around all the time, you see people walking around with bottles of water because they found out that water is healthy. Or it's very expensive and somebody found out a way to get people to think it's so healthy. I'm sure it is. And people walk around all the time with bottles, you see people every second taking a bottle. So what happens if you have a person that's drinking a lot of water? In other words, he's a lot of tefillah. A lot of tefillah. The tefillah is good. But he doesn't worry. Doesn't eat anything. Then lo yum zainais of nesunim, then lo yaila ma'im hamavir. Then the water that's gushing through his body doesn't have anything to give out. Doesn't have anything to transport, to distribute. And he brings the end. The pasuk in Mishlei, the Gemara learns in Shabbos, "Meisir ozna b'shma atayra, gam tfilosa to'ev." It's a very strong pasuk. A person whose ears are removed from listening to Torah, a person who's not listening to Torah, gam tfilosa to'ev, his davening is an abomination. It's a very strong pasuk. It's talking about someone who davens but doesn't learn. So you would say, look, he's a good davener, he likes davening, so Baruch Hashem. So Torah is not his forte. I'm not talking about being a Talmud Chacham, I'm talking about caring about learning and wanting to learn. So the davening chachi has the davening. But the pasuk says, Meisir ozno mishmoya Torah gam tfiloso to'eva. It doesn't just say that his davening is not a davening, it's his davening is an abomination. It's a pachad. If a person's entire inyan is davening, just the water, and he doesn't have any mezainis, he doesn't make a mezainis on learning, he doesn't learn, just likes to daven, so then he's in that gether on some level. I mean, on some level, meisir ozno mishmaya Torah gam tefilasa to'eva. Why is the davening a to'eva? So the davening is lacking something, but it's a to'eva, the pasuk says. We'll learn this piece inside in a second, but we understand that what Rav Kook is saying is that a healthy diet, the healthy diet of a Jew, consists of drinking and eating. Drinking tefillah and eating Torah. If a person is trying to just eat a lot of Torah without tefillah, the Torah doesn't make it to who that person is, which we know. That's why you could have somebody that's learning. He likes to learn, he's good at it, he's smart. But it doesn't affect his Yiras Shamayim. Do you have such a thing? Of someone that knows how to learn, but he's not doing the right things. Not just not living the right kind of Jewish life, even though he's a smart guy and he likes to learn. There's something missing in his davening, and therefore the learning that he does is coming without the drink, without the water, and the learning does not make its way into his kishkes because he doesn't drink. The tefillah is not tefillah. So the Torah doesn't make its way into who he is. It's in his brain. Torah is in his brain, but doesn't get to his hands. So therefore his hands takes money that's not his, God forbid. Doesn't get to his heart. So therefore the heart is filled with all kinds of strange emotions, not a love of Hashem, not a love of Jews, not a love of Torah, maybe a love of Torah because he enjoys that, but not a love of Eretz Yisrael, of Kadosh Baruch, of whatever. The heart. His feet don't take him to the right place. He learns Torah. He is learning Torah all day, and then his feet take him to this movie, to that show, or to that girlfriend, or to that boyfriend, whatever it is. So, what happened? The Torah of Kook is saying is that since he did not have the proper amount of tefillah, probably doesn't mean in hours, but it means he doesn't quench the soul's thirst with tefillah. When he has Torah, then, which he likes, when he gobbles up some Gemara Rashi Tosis, when he gobbles up the Torah, it doesn't get to all the extremities. It doesn't make its way into his life. So he could be a person that learns, there's no Yirat Shamayim. He learns and he doesn't do the right things, doesn't keep mitzvahs properly, even though he knows he doesn't do it the right way. It doesn't live the right way. Tefillah's a hakshara for Torah. Prepares a person so that the Torah should be Torah, which is misyashiv al halev. The heart is affected, and the limbs and the organs of a person. Kolatz moisei taimana Hashem michamoicha. Then we have another person that his inyan is davening. So he drinks a lot. But he doesn't care about learning. So that person is described by Shlomo HaMelech as tefilos ha-to'eva. The davening is an abomination. So why would that be a to'eva? What's the to'eva? Here, you heard Leon said this. He says, goyim also daven. Right? Goyim pray. They pray, they like to pray. The Torah they don't have, right? So he said a good thing. He's saying that Mimela, there's such a thing in the world of a to'eva, of a religious person, right, who prays to God, but his life is a to'eva. His life is an abomination. Shehem Mishtachrim, Lehavlevik, Mispalim Elo Yeshia. He said a very deep thing. So now we're ready on to the to understanding. How could it be an abomination? What, Linda, what? So say that we understand Torah. That's the topic. But
if you don't get to that, then...
But it's worse than that. So you could say, so he missed out. But Shlomo Melech says it's an abomination. Mm-hmm. Meaning that his life becomes disgusting. Potentially. Could become disgusting. And that's why the Umasailam, that's jihad. How does it become an abomination? Here you have human beings that daven five times a day. Five times a day. And they mean it. They mean it. They're not coming so late to daven. You know, I don't want to say Ketrugan, but you understand. They're not talking during davening. At least, I don't know, maybe they have that. I don't know what they do. They look pretty serious about it. They look pretty serious about it. They're not yawning and leaning back in the chair and looking at the watch and schmoozing. They're pretty serious about it. And what came from the whole, all the tefillahs? Ta'eva, abomination. Look, the Indian of the notary. It's all about davening with the notary, with Yashka, Christianity. It's all about tefillah. Everything's about davening. It's daven, 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 daven. It's all about davening. Torah they don't have. Torah they don't have. Chaya el not abasacheinu. They don't have Torah. And the metzias is of the world is that so much abomination came out from all of these tefillahs. So much abomination. So much to'eva came out from tefillah without Torah. It says, gam tefillasa to'eva. The davening itself is an abomination. The davening becomes already an abomination. Memeilu, the person himself is. So let's learn a little bit more. this piece on the page in the photostat is from the Eilis Raya from Rav Kook Siddur. And Rav Kook Siddur, in the introduction to Rav Kook Siddur, there's a part that's called Inyonei Tfila in the introduction. And Inyonei Tfila on page Chaf Aleph, those who have Rav Kook's Chidush HaGadus, Ein Ayah, this is printed in the Ein Ayah over there in the Gemara in Shabbos. Rabbi Yirmiya have a Yosef Kamei, Rabbi Zeira. So the Gemara, it's in Ein Ayah. So the Gemara says, Rabbi Yirmiya have a Yosef Kamei, Rabbi Zeira. Rabbi Yirmiya was sitting in the presence of Rabbi Zeira. They were learning. It came time to daven. And Rabbi Yirmiya rushed. He closed up the sefer, and he rushed to daven. Habakkuk Masarhev, Rashi says Masarhev, he rushed. Habakkuk Masarhev Rabbi Yirmiya. Kara Ali Rabbi Zeira. Rabbi Zeira said about Rabbi Yirmiya to Rabbi Yirmiya, about him. Meisir Oznoi Mishmaya Tayr Gam Tfilosa Tayva. So Rabbi Zeira said about Rabbi Yirmiya, a person who takes his ear, turns away from learning, the davening is an abomination. In other words, we're talking here about big people. Not even the word big is a toeva to use, right? So, Rabbi Zeira saw that Rabbi Yirmiya closed the Gemara a little bit too quickly. Was there a learning? They're learning. They're not learning from the Gemara. They were learning, and came time, whatever, davening, and the way that Rabbi Yirmiya left the Torah in order to go rush to daven. So obviously Rabbi Zeira saw something in that, and it's how Rabbi Zeira saw an Indian by Rabbi Yirmiya on his madrega. Bechlal, it wasn't just that one day that he had touched him up from one day. Bechlal, there was an Indian that came out in how Rabbi Yirmiya was a little bit too fast rushing to daven from the learning. And on that, Rabbi Zeira said such a strong thing, he said the pasuk in Mishlei, Meisir Ozno Mishmaya Tayr Gam Tfilosa Tayr. Person takes himself out of learning, the davening is an abomination. It's obviously a very deep Indian. We're not talking here about criticizing some person goes to daven. It's good to go daven. What's wrong with that? If it's time to daven, you daven. All right, so let's try to learn, because here Rav Kook is really mashlim what we're learning in Aris HaTorah. We know that we have to have both, but we need to understand this inyan of Meisir Oizno Mishmaya Tayr Gam Tfilosa Te'ev. Ha'adam paine miteva nafshei el rigshei ha'kaidesh. A person by nature, his soul draws him to emotions of holiness. Ha'adam paine miteva nafshei el rigshei ha'kaidesh. Shelahashlimam, in order to perfect, in order to bring out these emotions of Kedusha, and to bring them out, that the rigshei kodesh, the feelings, the emotions of kedusha, should come out the pile, mimamake nafshei, from the depths of his soul. Drusha lehatfila. Good, that's what we're learning. You need to have that. Remember, davening is the inyan of bringing out one's emotions into his life. Tefillah. Jerusalem had tefillah. Onam, however, b'zeh yuchal lit'ayis b'dover echer klali. However, with this, in other words, the importance of how davening is absolutely necessary to be able to bring out of oneself and to bring into one's life the rigshei kodesh, the emotions of holiness, that's davening. But Rav Kook says, omnam, there's a yuchal litais bedover echa klali. A person can make a mistake, a big mistake. Tell us, litais bedover echa klali, something, a general inyan, that the person is not careful, he can make a mistake. The same way that a person has, and here, Liam, we're going to understand, Liam, what you were saying. You'll see how smart you are. You don't know how smart you are. Now you're going to see how smart you are. The same way that a person has ruchdistike netiyas. In other words, he has an oimik, a depth of soul. He has rigshei kodesh, emotions of holiness. He has this deep spiritual side to him. Mitzad teva nafshai hamaskelas. That comes from the nature of the nefesh hamaskelas. With a Jew, that's the nefesh alakis, of course. Lahav Lagoy doesn't have such an inyan, but he has levels of spirituality as well, but not enough shalakis. So Kishem Shiesh Natiyas Ruchnias, the same way that a person has Natiyas, inclinations or longings and feelings, Ruchnias, the things that are cooking inside of him. Kain Yesh Lehamoin Rigshais, Lekama Chafotzim, or his son is Chomrian. So too, he has an Nefesh Bahamas, and there are emotions and longings for physical things. Emotions and longings, Ritzon is chomrian, physical. V'hinei zeh yaskil kol adam. Every person can understand. Shebaharchovas harigshais asayoros b'leivav ha'adam el ha'inyonim ha'chomrian. Any intelligent person can understand that if one allows the stormy emotions of the soul, of the heart, to go forth, to march forth, to come out, to expand, harchav is to grow and to move. If he allows those stormy emotions, shebaharchav is harikshas asaras b'leiv of other melanyanim hacham that he has for physical things, those stormy emotions and needs for physical things, everybody understands that you have to be careful to have the mind strongly connected to the laws of Torah, to establish very good and clear boundaries and borders, to control the stormy emotions and needs of the Nefesh Bahamas. You all understand that. Or else, his life is a toeva. God forbid. A total toeva. The longing for physical things, the heart, the emotions, the need to connect. And physical here means also nice physical things. It's not that you're talking about having dafka, you know, a rib steak and three orders of fries. It means, you know, to be in love and to write poetry and so on. Make it as nice as you like. I don't mean to make it, but any tzir of what we're talking about. But it's sof kol sof. We understand. Any intelligent person knows that you have to control that. How do you control that? I'll be mishpa das hatayra. Which the goyim don't have. They don't have. Baruch Hu Kenish Shabbana L'Chavayda. If not, my Torah, my Lashon HaTorah is Amis. V'chayi Oilam Not Abasicheinu. Hu yiftach li beinu. The sarasa. You just have to pay attention to the words. So everybody understands that you have to have the mishpa das ha-Torah, you have to have the policeman that learning Torah sets up in a person. Borders, boundaries, that clarity, control, seichel, that comes with Torah. Hanesanis tzedek b'chol orchoseh, that gives truth and righteousness to all of one's path, to all of her pathways, meaning to everything that a person does, if you do it according to the Torah. Umadreches es adam bedarch tayve v'yisar, and it guides a person to go in a way that's tayve v'yisar, that's good and that's upright, straight. Ubeheozev nefesh ha'adam l'shi'ifayseha ha'chaymriyais. But what happens to a person who is left to the longings of his, to the longings of his nefesh ha'bahamas, to the longings of his emotions? V'chalotoli behen b'loy miseris ha'tayra. And he doesn't have Torah. Meser ozno mishmoya Torah. It's a big davener. Big davener. Davening intensifies one's longings. It strengthens one's longings. That's what davening is. Davening brings out more rotzen. I remember my father's oldest son, I was so upset when Jimmy Carter became president. Now, what does that have to do with what we're learning? He was so upset because I remember they made a big thing on the radio or the television, or it was not, how he goes to church. He goes Nacham al church again. Shachas, Mincha, Marav, Musaf, Neilu, everything. He davens. This guy is a big davener. My father said, "Oy vey, that's bad. That's really bad." He says, "We just need a nice, simple atheist in office, or someone that believes in God but doesn't really get too involved in that. It's very bad for the Jews. It's always been bad for the Jews." Oh, if the Muslims wouldn't be so much into davening, it would be so much better. Here you have a peradam. Listen, Leon, this is what you're saying. You have a peradam, a vilde mensch, a chaya. Torah, he doesn't have Torah. Tefillah, yeah. So tefillah, davening, meiser oznam, mishmaya Torah, gam tefillosa to'eva. Tefillah without Torah can bring about such an intensification of the spiritual side, of that spiritual or the emotional side of a person, where that person's, and if that person's stam is an unrefined, unholy, impure thing, then it doesn't make him into a person that's closer to God. He has that feeling with God, of course. But it brings him into the craziest, sickest things of this world, of high alma. So the galochim that are giving the biggest drushes, those that are giving the biggest drushes, this Sunday down, if there's still people like that deep someplace in the south, you know, in Mobile, Alabama, and the galoch gets up and he gives a gevaldig, fiery drush, go follow that galoch and see what he does the rest of the day. Follow the galoch all around, see what he does with his time. Well, with the Yishmaelim, the whole Indian of Yishmael is tefillah. His name means really tefillah. The Shamalukim, the whole Indian of Yishmael is that Hagar and Yishmael davening. So they have this big Indian of davening, daven, 5 times a day. They throw a shmata down in the middle of the city and they get down on the floor and they daven. But they have no Torah. The tefillah is a ha-to'eva. That's what Rav Kook is saying. The tefillah feeds into the to'eva of the animal, of the animalistic part of a person. He says, "Ubeheozev nefesh adam l'shi'ifayseh ha-chamriyas." If a person lets loose with all of his she'ifas, people, we have a lot of bad she'ifas in this. The nefesh Bahamas is strong. You let go of that. V'chala toli behen b'loy meseres ha-toyr, without toyr, halo yipol b'noiflam, v'yadrech derech avdoinu mavis, he will fall to the deepest place and walk upon a path of emptiness, of death. Aber wenn der Gelle schief ist, er ruch nie, ist sie benefisch. Wenn der Gelle der schief ist, er ruch nie, ist sie benefisch. A person has ruch nie, ist die schief ist. So what do we do with all the schief ist? So the Baruch Hashem gave us a healthy diet. The diet consists of good davening and good learning. That's the diet of a Jew. Aber der Gelle schief ist, er ruch nie, ist sie benefisch. Shaklono ahavas Hashem, love of Hashem. This aneg al tuvai, vahayt kvaydai, to delight in all of Hashem's kindness and His love. Vahamayna sifam istafim imke hagoshesay, and all of the many, many things that come out from these emotions, these holy emotions of ahavas Hashem, yiras Hashem, and so on. Yuchal adam lachshayv. So a person might think, shenetzorach lafalus lahem klal nesiv limudim. Look, I'm such a holy guy. I have all these strong feelings of love for God. Why do I have to sit and learn? I don't need to learn. I'm already there. And the whole tachlis of Torah is to get me connected to God, right? Uvay Sidbach, I heard. Vekas Bashem. I'm Dovid Bashem. I'm Dovid Bashem. I'm the first guy in shul. I'm the first guy at the tish. I'm the first guy with the guitar. I'm the first guy with the niggin. I'm there. I'm Dovid Bashem. I don't need this thing about that. I don't need this whole diet with the Gemara and you know, with learning, whatever. I don't need Mr. Brew and Gemara, but I need it for. I'm Dovid Bashem. I'm a tzaddik. I feel Dvegas Bashem. The second that you say Hashem, or you say Vishlaim Ircha, I'm crying. You just have to say Vishlaim Ircha. And that's it. I'm already there. So the guy thinks, I'm Dovid Hashem. I'm a big davener. I'm a big davener. I don't need to learn. I don't need learning. So he thinks what? Yuchal Adam, and Rav Kook calls this a mistake, a big mistake, a very dangerous mistake. You have these guys, daven, 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 and then also they learn chsidus, chsidus, a musa, chsidus, musa, and they'd like to daven, but they don't sit down with a gemara, shulchan aruch, or they don't sit down to learn regular shiurim, other things. So if Cook says, Yuchal Adam Lachshev, Shenu Tzarech Lefarlis Lehem Klal Nesiv Lumudi, these people think, a person might think that he doesn't have to carve out a path of learning. Kim Yazav Is Navshel Pidarka, because if I just let myself fly, such a spiritual person. Kim Yazav Is Navshel Pidarka, Tish Geba Havis Tzur Lam, it'll be in love with the Creator of all worlds. As a matter of fact, I feel that the Torah is getting in the way. All this complicated stuff and these technical things. I really just need more kumzitzes and more tefillah and more davening. The Torah is getting in the way. Well, I was in the middle of such a beautiful davening, and all of a sudden they come over here with this. You know, I have to get back to the Seder. Stays in shul next to half hour, next to hour. Doesn't go to learn. He says, I don't need it. Why? Because Tishka B'Av is Sulam, and my soul is in love with God. Let it delight in its love for God. I'm davening. What do I have to go to the Seder in the Bishnah? What do I have to go to the Shia? Daven, daven, daven. I love davening. I love Hashem. I'm Dovid Hashem. If you were able to, you'd also have five davenings every day, like the Mohammedans. You'd also have five a day. He could daven all day. Gewaldig. Tizgageya, longing, tichsaif, tirane, mekiris leiv, vetishpach siach, his heart is singing, and he pours out more tefillahs. Kechol asher tisharucha ha'oyle el al. To his heart's desire as it soars el al, that's before the airlines, el al. High, up above. So if you don't get stuck in the runway. Vim Kang Lois Nahar Goshis Haruchanias Shahain Siife Hatfila. these ruchnisdik emotions that are very, of course, what's very much connected to davening and are fed by davening, or quenched, or given the drink of davening, Yechoshev she'ein tzarech b'hadracha teranis. He doesn't need. I don't need Torah guidance. In other words, I don't need all these technical things and learning and all this stuff. The tachlis says to make us b'Hashem. I can daven all. That's what I do. Ubavai eis tefila. Yemaher lazayv halimud ha'teranis. When it comes time to daven, he's fast to close his gemara. That's what Reb Zera saw in Reb Yirmiyah. Too fast. He must have seen that in Reb Yirmiyah, that inyan, and he wanted to teach this Torah, this truth. Where Reb Zera said, "Oh, you're looking to get back to the davening right away. Too fast. The davening is too much of an inyan by you." This guy is anxious to get rid of, not Khalil. He's anxious to close the Gemara. He's anxious to finish the Sefer, to finish the learning, and get back to business, which is what? Dveikus Basha. Tefillah. Laman hakem oila shel tefillah. To lift up even more the world of tefillah, of davening. V'loi ken yilam deinu achachem mikol adam. The smartest person, Shlomo Melech, is teaching us, that's not how you do it. That's not the program. The program is both. It's not just a matter of controlling your physical desires. That make a person like an animal. That you need to have the borders and the boundaries of learning to protect you against the animal things inside of you. It's not just those desires. It's not just those longings. Even for your great spiritual longings of Dveikus Hashem, which you understand, that the Yishmael doesn't have that. It's not Hashem. You see that they say the whole Tachlis is that they should be, that the whole of their Dveikus Hashem is that they should go to Gan Eden, and Gan Eden, their dream of Gan Eden is all Ta'eva, right? We can't even talk about it. The whole thing of Gan Eden is Ta'evas. So it means the whole, even the Tefillah, it's all Sheifas Chumriyas. All of their davening is to be able to get them to be in paradise with their tumah, that they were told that if they're good boys, then they're going to get to that prize in Shemayim. See here? All their Sheifas and Tefillah has one Tachlis, the lowest Taiva of the Guf, the lowest Taiva. So the Para Adam becomes para squared with his davening. The davening is the most dangerous thing with them, with the goyim. It's the worst thing the daven is. That they believe in God is good. That's a good thing. And that they daven a little bit, that's for sure good. But when you get one that's really, really into it, bad. That's bad. You got to be careful. Reagan wasn't so firm, you understand. He's a nice guy. He went a little bit here and there. He wasn't so from. He wasn't from the Asur Rishonim and Shul. You understand? But Jimmy Carter, ooh, he was a from. He was a big davener. He's a big son of Yisrael. He's a big davener. Sheheini Yisrael HaTfil of Anfer. So when it comes to Shifas Ruchnias, in Ruchnias, but a Yid has the true. A person that wants to be have Dveikus Hashem. So you should. Davening is not. Torah is not only to control the nefesh Bahamas taivas and sheifas, but even the ruchnisdik sheifas. Sarachul hagbola v'harocha taranis. It always needs to have the control and to be evaluated by what? By Torah, by learning. Alkein therefore hamaser oz no mishma Torah. Therefore, the person who takes his ears away from learning Torah is not learning. He's a big davener. Not only will his physical desires, because he's a big davener, davening inflames those desires. Not only will his physical desires lead him to all kinds of toevas, mamish toevas. Ba'in Maradarach, he has no Maradarach, he has no Rabbi, he has no learning, he has no Hadrach, he has no Seichel with learning. Ba'in Maradarach, Manhigim, and Nesiv Chaim Barut, to give direction in the path of life and light. Kim Tfilos, it's just davening. Not only is, but Afal Pishi, Pain Lamal, even if his davening, even if he's talking about his spiritual longing, and his Dvekas, Bashar, forget, not just the Nefesh of Bahamas and the animal desires, but the Ruchnistika things. Without Torah, which is what? Guidance, sichlis, hadrocha, sichlis, elokis, godly hadrocha of the seichel, hamagbilosa, that holds it in the right way, that keeps it under control. Tuchal lehofech leroyitz kilkel. His ruchnis dekeshif is through the davening, could lead, God forbid, to all kinds of disgusting things also. Gam tfilosa to'eva. The Baruch Shem says, I don't need that davening. That davening is an abomination. You know why? Because the davening is for zich, it's for him. It's also feeding into his taivas. Without hagbolas ha-seichel, the Torah. V'leititanes ha-pri-toiv ha-rotso. He's not going to bear the good fruit that it should. That it should be proper. That it should come to a good tubishvat. Gam tfilosa to'eva. That's what Rabbi Zeir is saying. Hi, Rabbi Yirmiyah, a big tzaddik. You're a big tzaddik. You're dovek Hashem, ahavas Hashem. You can't wait to get to the siddur, to close the gemara and to cry and to sing. You can't wait, right? Be careful, he was saying. Rabbi Zeir was saying to Rabbi Yirmiyah, be careful. Meisir oznu mishmoya torah gam tilosa toeva. You're a very spiritual person. Let's finish this piece. Be careful. Okay, ein roi l'odim l'maher l'azev esek torah v'mei ha'tfilah. Don't rush. Yeah, of course you have to get the davening on time. But ein roi l'odim l'maher l'azev esek torah v'mei ha'tfilah. Don't rush to leave torah for tfilah. K'dei she'yochuk b'levavo. In order to engrave in one's heart. Shagam l'tzad ha'mayel l'shabay. That even that part of him that's more spiritual, meaning he wants the daven, he wants ruchnis, he wants Hashem. Even that, he says, that tzad hergesh hakodesh vanizgav, has all these exalted and holy feelings, shatfil hi totza also, which davening of course leads to that, sarchu lishoiv mima'ayanei hatayra es shi'urav vahagbaloisav. The person must draw all the time waters from the wellsprings of Torah to create the proper shi'urim, balance and borders. Adas kol mishpatay, to know exactly what am I supposed to do with my life. Liyashra b'derech ha-chayim ha-toivim, that my life should be in the derech ha-chayim ha-toivim, it should be good, a good life. Not that it feels good, but it should be the right kind of a life that a Jew has to live. Ha'oyle l'mala l'maskil, that rises higher and higher for the one who understands, for the one who thinks. It rises higher and higher. This is a very, very big chashuv Torah that we just learned. And I think it's understood that the inyan of the Toeva is Gam Tfilosa Toeva. And why is it that what Leon said about, you see that the Goyim Daven, that's the Mekudah Pnimis.